Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. What will the upcoming deconfinement look like? Answers will come in the middle of next week in a speech from Emmanuel Macron. What we do know is that this time the deconfinement will be done more gradually than in May. This has been confirmed by Jean Castex. It remains to be seen how the Christmas period will be managed, and it isn't yet clear whether the holidays can be spent with the family or not. And the push for the commercial operation of Black Friday might mean that some shops and traders will be open for business on November 27th. In an open letter, traders asked the government to allow them to reopen, as many smaller shops are unlikely to survive otherwise. And clashes across France were seen last night during demonstrations against the proposed global security law, which criminalises taking photos of the police. Several hundred people gathered to protest against the law in Paris, seeing it as a major attack on freedom of information. The law will mean that the dissemination of images allowing the identification of police officers will be prohibited. The government claim that it is not a question of covering up police violence, but of protecting police officers. The government has announced an aid of 20 million euros to the Alpes-Maritimes, which was badly affected by Storm Alex at the beginning of October. Storm Alex devastated parts of the Nice hinterland on October 2nd, and major reconstruction of roads, bridges, water and electricity networks are planned. And in a bold gesture for the environment, the United Kingdom has stated that it wants to ban the sales of new petrol and diesel vehicles by 2030. Prime Minister Boris Johnson promises a green industrial revolution with the deployment of the electric car and hydrogen transport. The policy aims to reach zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. You've been listening to the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen.